For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. I have special guests today, Carlos Marin, who is Assistant Dean for Community and Cultural Engagement at the UK College of Medicine, Shirley Tipton, who is Director of Student Services for the college, and medical students George Goshua and Kenesha Webb. And I've asked you all here today to talk about the Multicultural Health Fair. What is that?
Well, Dr. Davis, the Multicultural Community Health Fair really is a one-day free health fair that will provide health services, health screenings, and health education seminars to the underinsured, non-insured public of our neighbors here in Lexington and Fayette County.
Now, George, is this related in some way to the Salvation Army Clinic that the students run, or is this a separate entity?
No, this is a completely separate entity. It's run by the class of 2015, the first-year medical class, now turning to the second year. And the leadership of the class, as well as the faculty, has embraced it as an event that has been basically pioneered and revamped from its previous version, which was referred to as the Hispanic Health Fair.
Now, you and Kenesha are rising second years, so
yes, we are.
You're already one quarter of the way through your undergraduate medical education. It's it's very gratifying to see you engaged with the community in such fashion. And I do remember, I've been here for many, many years, that it was called the Hispanic Health Fair. Is the new name an acknowledgement that we have many different communities that we're serving?
Yes, we used to only serve and focus on the Hispanic population, but with changing times and more services coming available to them, we're now expanding it to all cultures in Lexington and any underserved population who would need medical attention.
And this is something, of course, beyond just someone who speaks a different language. There are many people in our community who come from cultures who perhaps look upon healthcare differently, access to healthcare, perhaps the gender of their healthcare provider. Is this something that you all have been thinking about and are aware of going into this?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the challenges when planning an event like this, that it is multicultural and that there is such a huge variety in terms of the demographic of the population that lives in Lexington and the Fayette County area. We do have interpreters on hand, and we have been planning specifically with regards to any particular cultural differences, ethnic differences. That's something that's on all of our minds, and that's something that I personally do have experience with from prior events with my own, I suppose, multicultural background. But that's something that's the number one priority for us.
Sure. I mean, you know, when we talk about multicultural, it might not just be a person from another nation. I grew up in East Tennessee, which is very different from West Tennessee. And when I went to medical school 400 miles from home, I actually had to learn somewhat of a new vocabulary because words that we used meant something very, very different just a little bit away. Are these mainly medical students that are going to be running the show?
This is the first year that we're actually making it an interprofessional and helping organize the fair.
Sure.
And we are getting assistance from nursing, dentistry, physical therapy, and pharmacy as well.
Well, this is very gratifying to hear. I mean, one of the things that we're all about, I think, as a university is engaging different colleges, different departments. I know that's been a charge of duty that we've long acknowledged and tried to implement. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I feel good about the future of medicine, knowing that with Carlos Marin's help and with Shirley Tipton's help, the students of the UK College of Medicine are putting this together and also engaging others in UK healthcare to give assistance to our community. How long has it been called the Multicultural Health Fair? Or is this the first year?
This is the first year that we have created the name the Multicultural Community Health Fair.
And when will this be?
This will be August 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And where will it be held?
It'll be held in front of the College of Medicine's Learning Center.
Okay, so
this
is
809 Lime Street.
Yeah, I was going to say it's right off Limestone across the street from the Kentucky Clinic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be 807 Limestone.
807 Limestone in Lexington. Mm-hmm. Is there a number, a website, a contact person if someone is interested in learning more?
Yeah, absolutely. We've put up a new website. It has all the latest information and all the healthcare services that are going to be provided on the day of. And that would be www.ukhealthfair.org.
Well, Shirley Tipton, Carlos Marin, George Goshua, and Kenesha Webb, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.